It's news when a young actor, writer, director gets a feature made for $16,000. It's even bigger news when, after being rejected by almost every film festival and distribution company you can think of, that feature finally gets admitted to the Sundance Film Festival and wins the grand prize. It's news, but does that make it a good movie? Film critic Stephen Schiff reviews The Brothers McMullen.
You have to hand it to Edward Burns. He's 27 years old. His previous job experience was mainly as a production assistant at Entertainment Tonight, and now he's the toast of the independent film community. Unfortunately, his life story turns out to be a lot more interesting than his movie. Watching The Brothers McMullen is a little like going home for dinner and being fed your mom's tuna noodle casserole. It's not really good, but it sure feels homemade. The Brothers McMullen was shot on grainy 16mm film, mostly at Burns' parents' house. And according to Burns, only one of the actors is a professional, by which we mean he had a role in Porky's. The movie is a coming-of-age story. It's about what happens to three Irish Catholic brothers when their mother returns to Ireland and the two younger boys move in with their married big brother. The eldest, Jack, is just beginning to have marital troubles. The middle brother, Barry, takes up with an aspiring actress to whom he can't commit. And the youngest, Patrick, wrestles with his conscience over how love squares with his devout Catholicism. The youngest, in fact, is the most diverting of the three. Patrick is the only one whose story is genuinely absorbing, and the only one who's played by a genuinely interesting actor, Mike McGlone, who seems to have gotten all his moves from Matt Dillon, but whose pudgy, funny face comes straight from County Cork. Here is McGlone stewing about love and life with his cynical brother, Barry, played by Edward Burns himself.
You don't believe in true love? You don't believe God has someone out there just for you, and he allows a lucky few to be fortunate enough to find one another?
How the hell did a fruitcake like you end up as my brother? No, I do not believe in true love. Okay, but if there is such a thing as true love, I'm sure God has nothing to do with it.
You're just afraid. You're just afraid to fall in love, Barry. I've always been afraid of the emotions.
Listen, lover boy, all right? We're not on Oprah talking about me and my emotions, all right?
Far be it from me to criticize a screenplay for being talky, but the talk has to be worth listening to, and mostly the gab fest that goes on and on in The Brothers McMullen isn't. The best scene is one involving Barry's theory about men and women and bananas. It really is a gem. But Barry himself is generally so callow and dislikable that the movie goes sour every time he's on screen. And the older brother, played by that guy from Porky's, Jack Mulcahy, is a lump. The movie stops in its tracks whenever it bumps into him. Still, the men are models of Dostoevskian complexity compared with the women. One's a long-suffering saint, one's a sex-hungry spider woman, and one is Burns' primitive idea of a free spirit, which is to say, someone who frizzes her hair and works on cars and talks like Madonna. The Brothers McMullen isn't an unpleasant movie, but I do think most of the people raving about it are giving it too many extra points for being independent, cheaply made, and frequently rejected, an underdog. To put matters in perspective, it might help to remember another young independent filmmaker, this one back in the early 70s. He scraped together enough money to finance a grainy personal feature about Catholics coming of age, using unknown actors in whatever locations he could get away with. The movie's name was Mean Streets, and the young filmmaker was Martin Scorsese. Ed Burns might go on to make a film like that, but to tell you the truth, I'd be less surprised if he went on to make something like Porky's.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.